CRJ 230, this is the podcast for week number 12. Four more weeks after this, people, so keep your energy up. This isn't going to be a long podcast because this week we focus on our old friend, circumstantial evidence. In 12 weeks in, we've had a really good exposure to circumstantial evidence. Now, I've asked that you read an article, and it's a relatively short article. It's called titled Circumstantial, the Scarlet Sea, and it's linked to Blackboard. I ask that you read that before you listen, but I'm not going to really have a lot to say. You know by now, to appreciate the importance of evidence, you have to understand and distinguish the issues relevant to circumstantial evidence as opposed to direct evidence. And you have to recognize that each of these categories of evidence possess, in theory, equal force and weight before the trier of fact. Proof of a fact may be made with either direct or circumstantial evidence, or both. A conviction may similarly then rest completely on circumstantial evidence as long as the body of circumstantial evidence has been sufficiently connected so as to meet the legal standard of proof. In our cases, the cases we're discussing, beyond a reasonable doubt. We also know that this circumstantial evidence is presented at trial by people, witnesses, people able to testify about those circumstantial things to help connect the dots. So this isn't new material, but I think, as I mentioned several weeks ago now, when we're talking about direct evidence, we would eventually spend a week focused on circumstantial evidence, and that's what we're going to do here. So if you haven't read that article, please go read it. It's relatively short, but you really need to read it. And then this week, you're focusing on finding and briefing a recent Illinois criminal case that discusses at length an issue related to the introduction, use, or reliance on circumstantial evidence. Not direct evidence, circumstantial evidence. Make sure it's about circumstantial evidence. Make sure the court's analysis discusses circumstantial evidence, the law related to the issues in that particular case. And then remember, we need facts. We need facts. The facts of the case that you present will identify or help tie the issues to the law. We need the facts. What the facts present the circumstantial evidence. The facts will say or identify what the circumstantial evidence is. Finally, the examples that you're going to present in your post, and if you do this right and you find a circumstantial evidence case and you really focus on the facts, these are things that, you know, like everything else we covered in this course so far, get addressed, adjudicated, and flow from the system every day. And it's another area of the law that you, someone seeking to go and serve others in the law, either in the criminal justice system or as a paralegal or as eventually a lawyer, you have to stay current on these things, stay connected, follow the law, update your own knowledge, be a lifelong learner. Because as you've probably gathered now that we're 12 weeks in, we only have a quarter of the semester to go, and all of you are fairly competent in this area of the law now, a lot more competent than you were 12 weeks ago. This is important stuff. In this particular area, someone's life or liberty is at stake. So give this week the attention it deserves, both in the cases that you find and Post and the summary of that case that you find in Post, as well as the time that I hope you devote to reading the summaries of the cases that your fellow classmates post. And really get in there and comment. I mean, this, as we established, is going to be where you make your money in law. Most cases are presented primarily of circumstantial evidence. And the cases tell us, more often than not, what we shouldn't do as opposed to what we should do. Sure, they outline what we should do and what the law is and what we should do to follow the law, but there's plenty of great examples of things you will want to avoid. I appreciate your efforts this first 75% of the semester. I don't know about you, but I think it's flown. I don't know if it's a COVID, that it's a gray day out today. I don't know. But, you know, it's flown. And I'm a little tired, and so I know you're tired too. We got this week and four thereafter, the last of which will be really short. So dig deep. Keep your energy. Finish this course strong. I appreciate you. Stay healthy. Wear your mask. If you didn't vote, go vote. You can register and vote. You can go early. I don't care who you vote for. I'm just telling you to vote. Exercise your right. Be a part of the solution, all right? And if you have any questions on circumstantial evidence or anything else we've discussed this semester, you know where to find me.